Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, there's something new I want to share with my listeners, my latest YouTube video, American Politics 2013. It's where fictional geography meets American politics. My website, carltrautman.com, has a link to it. Check it out. I hope you enjoy it. Now on to the podcast. It's a new year and full of beginnings. If you believe some of the rhetoric surrounding Obamacare, you might assume that it is a catastrophe that will only get worse over time. However, in reality, the successes and failures of the Affordable Care Act are just beginning. I'm sure you are aware of the failures, most notably the disastrous rollout of the federal website. Additionally, there was President Obama being forced to roll back his often repeated phrase, "If you like your plan, you can keep it." Okay, so where are the successes? Well, there were approximately 2.2 million of them. That's the amount of people that have enrolled electronically through both state websites and healthcare.gov. So who is signing up for the exchanges? By age group, here are some numbers. 33% of the enrollees are between the ages 55 to 64. 22% are between 45 and 54. 15% are between 35 and 44. How about younger ones? 24% are between 18 and 34. It's this last number which has some people worried. For the law to bring down costs, more young people need to get covered. Why? Because many of them are healthy. And if only people who are sick or have medical issues sign up, then the overall costs go up. Not unexpectedly, John Boehner's spokesperson, Brendan Buck, sees the glass half empty. These are his words. "There's no way to spin it. Youth enrollment has been a bust so far. When they see that Obamacare offers high costs for limited access to doctors, if the enrollment goes through at all, it's no surprise that young people aren't rushing to sign up." There are other ways to understand the low enrollment of young people. Some of them are healthy and think they are invincible. So they might think, "Why get health insurance even with a subsidy? I feel fine. Besides, I can pay the fine." That is an acceptable price to pay in lieu of a monthly premium. I mean, I have to pay my rent and I need gas to get to my job. So what will it take for more young people to sign up? Patience will help. Many young people procrastinate. March 31st is when open enrollment for the exchanges runs out. What would also help is if the younger generation would realize that they too, hopefully, will grow older someday. They might need medical attention before the age of 65. So the 58-year-old with a pre-existing condition of today might be them in the future. Consider it paying it forward. But the older generation also needs to realize that young people today are entering a poor job market. They need their government to do things that help them out, like increasing the minimum wage and fighting harder for better jobs. I do not want to reduce saving Obamacare to a crude generational transaction, but generational fairness is important. It also might be important in making Obamacare a success. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.